day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here, trusting in the Father's wise bestowment. I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Every day the Lord himself is near me, with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares he fain would bear and cheer me, he whose name is Counselor and Power. The protection of his child and treasure is a charge that on himself he laid. As your days, your strength shall be in measure, this the pledge to me he made. Help me then in every tribulation, so to trust your promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith, sweet consolation offered me within your holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meeting, e'er to take as from a Father's hand. One by one, the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land.
Have you ever felt so helpless in the midst of a situation? Maybe you feel like that right now with the COVID-19 situation. With so much out of our hands, we don't know the future. We wish we could plan for things, but we can't. Or maybe there's things in your life that you wish you could change, but you can't. Just think of the farmers right now with the weather, and you make plans, but things can change. Or maybe it's relationships. People are so unpredictable, aren't they? People won't change when you want them to. Maybe it's a health problem that you are facing, and a diagnosis and treatment, or just things that you have to live with especially as you age. Recently, I was installing a new fan in our bathroom upstairs, and felt like I got into the project and it got worse and worse. Like I thought I had a fix, and it got worse. And my wife could hear my frustration. I was afraid that it was going to be a bigger problem, and really I needed help. And when we feel helpless in those situations, where do we turn? You know, we should turn to God, the one who made everything and controls it all. But too often we don't turn to him, or only as a last resort, you know, pray about it finally, or ask for his guidance. I think maybe one of the reasons that God is allowing this COVID-19 situation is to cause us to turn to him as we should. I mean, we should be doing this on a daily basis. And this being out of control, our control, is helping us to realize how much we need him. And that is a good thing. When we turn to him, we will find the help that we need. And this week, I want to explore another one of God's attributes, God's being in control. We could talk about his sovereignty, but that sends, you know, this theoretical doctrinal truth. But I want to look at a practical application of that from Psalm 121. It says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Now, that was the whole psalm, but I want to just take and focus on two verses of the psalm as really the rest of it fleshes it out. Verses 1 and 2, which talk about how this idea of our help coming from the Lord. Psalm 121 is one of the Song of Ascents. It was sung by the Jews as they went up to worship at the temple where God's presence was manifested. And really, as the ESV Study Bible says, it becomes a parable for the whole of one's life in which the faithful can be confident of God's tireless care. So thankful that we can trust in this God and that he will help us. So it begins with, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. As likely as the Jews were coming up to Jerusalem, no matter where you come from, you have to come up. And looking at the hills around it, they're looking, this is where our help is coming from. The idea of help here is the idea of assistance. And the second line there says, from whence comes my help? And it's a question. A question with an understood answer that the answer is nowhere else than God. In fact, Jeremiah 3:23 tells us that truly in vain salvation is hoped for from the hills and from the multitude of mountains, yet truly the Lord our God is the salvation of Israel. The Jews were tempted to trust in help that would come from Egypt against Babylon, and it wouldn't. Instead, they should have been trusting in God. And so it should be with us, that we would trust in God alone, which is where the second verse there says, my help comes from the Lord. This is the direction from which it comes. It is from God. And Lord here is the word, it's God's personal name for Yahweh, or wherever we pronounce that. The Jews pronounced it Adonai, because they're being careful to not say his personal name. But we find from comparing the Old Testament and the New Testament that really this is a reference to Jesus. It is the Son of God in the Old Testament. You see that from Isaiah 40, verse 3. Compare that with Mark chapter 1, verse 3, you know, where it talks about John preparing the way for the Lord. And we know that he was preparing the way for Jesus, as Mark makes clear. So, and that's just one example. So as we look to, this is the Son of God. He is the one who helps us. He is the agent by which God the Father does the work in our lives. Why can he help us, though? The second verse finishes there. It says, who made heaven and earth? Now, this is an expression that communicates the idea, I mean, not only the truth that God made everything, as Genesis 2:4 and Exodus 20, verse 11 make clear, but the fact that this God of Israel has universal and unbounded power. So it's an expression communicating that God has all this power at his disposal. The same power that made everything is why he can help us. And really the rest of this psalm fleshes out what this looks like. And from verses 3 and 4, you know, it says, he will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. There, you know, that God gives us a sure footing. And this idea, especially in that day, you know, as you walked places and up mountains and hills, and having a sure footing was very, very important for even for your life's sake. And not only that, he gives us a sure footing, but he doesn't fall asleep on the job. You know, he doesn't need rest, so he's never at one point unavailable. And And we can always come to Him. Even whether in the middle of the night or in the midst of our trial, we can always turn to Him for help. And He is there. And then in verses 5 and 6 talk about how the Lord is our keeper, the one who keeps us safe, secure. He is our shade at your right hand. He protects us from the burning Middle Eastern sun, the idea there. And the right hand is the one, the power hand. You know, so here he is close at hand to help and with power and, you know, just when we need him. So that the sun shall not strike you by day nor the moon by night. He never lets up on that. He always keeps us. And then in verses 7 and 8, he preserves us from evil. From all evil, it says. And shall preserve your soul. You know, not just our bodies, but our whole being. He shall preserve your going out and your coming in. You know, he guides our ways. And he is the one who keeps us until it is our time to go to be with Christ, our time to die. And then he keeps us eternally secure, even forevermore. And those truths are later expounded in the Word of God. So this psalm is a great expression of why we can hope in God, why we can ask for his help, because he can help us. He has all the power in the world. So how does this psalm help us to apply the control of God over all things to our situation today? Whether we're thinking of just the COVID-19 crisis or whatever problem we find ourselves in. Number one, we must look to God first and foremost to help us in the midst of our trials. Now, too often, we only turn to him when all our other resources fail. Whether it's our health gives out finally or experience, you know, we've never gone through this before. We're definitely in a situation like that. Or our money. I mean, there's some problems that are so big that money cannot solve. Or maybe it's reason the experts don't have a solution. Yet God does. And too often, though, we wait until we have exhausted every one of our resources. Before we turn to the Lord, will you look to the Lord for help today? Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 tells us to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. And goes on to say, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be strength, health to your flesh and strength to your bones. We need to trust in him, to turn to him no matter what we're going through, and to find help in him. This starts in turning to him for salvation, to save us from our sins. We cannot be good enough. It is, you know, as Titus 3:5 says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. In Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. But that's just where we should start. I mean, it starts there. And then we should trust him with all of life, day by day. And that's why I love that song, Day by Day, and how we need him each and every day. So look to God first and foremost in the midst of our trial. Secondly, we must realize that all other help will fail us. The government will let us down. Our spouses will fail to love us perfectly. Our family will abandon us at times. They'll forget important things in our lives. They won't always be there for us. Maybe a relationship won't always pan out. We may lose our job that we were trusting in for our retirement or security. The money will run out. You go on and on. But God will never fail. I love Jeremiah 17, verses 5 through 8, which tells us, thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord, for he shall be like a shrub in the desert, and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land which is not inhabited. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord, for he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its root by the river and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. This passage, you know, uses that illustration of a shrub in the desert versus a tree by the water. Which one will we be like? There's so many of the Psalms that talk about trusting in God rather than trusting in man. Because if we do it, man never pans out. But God always does, because he does not change. That truth there taught in Malachi 3:6, I am the Lord, I do not change. And that God is faithful, as 2 Timothy 2:13 tells us. Even when we are faithless, he cannot deny himself. You know, he doesn't change. So are you trusting the Lord alone for help? Because people will always fail you. And then third, we must remember that the Lord who helps us has made everything and so is able to help us no matter the need. Are you trusting in the Lord who is able to help you no matter what? Because he has all the power available to meet our needs. I mean, he made it all. He is omnipotent. I love the verses of Philippians 4:13, which says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And the context there, Paul's talking about doing little or much. And, you know, he says, God, Christ will give me the strength for this. You know, if it's his will, according to his plan, he will give us the strength to do that. And then verse 19 says, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I love that verse too, because it talks about how God will meet our needs, not our wants necessarily, though he often does that as well, but our needs. And he does it according to his riches, not out of his riches, not just some, but according to his wealth. And how? In glory by Christ Jesus. You know, that it is through Christ that this is administered in our lives. And God meets our needs. So as we think of this psalm, and looking to the Lord for help, you know, that we would find it from him because we're trusting in him, the one who has all the power at his disposal. Are you turning to the Lord to find help in your time of need? Recently, I was doing another project. You know, these are on my mind because I've been doing extra projects that I haven't been able to get to otherwise. But I was installing a special thermostat here at church and asked someone to pray about it. And you know what? Got it working. Yes, it took a while, but God gave the wisdom to be able to figure it out. Instead of depending on my own strength, God, you know, answered prayer. Are you doing that? Are you continuing to trust in God or yourself? Too often we wait until all else fails. Will you turn to him for help today? Will you believe that he will not fail you? Will you depend on his limitless power to help you? Will you find help from God in your time of need? I want to finish by singing another hymn. It's Have Faith in God. You know, he and it talks about how he is on his throne and we can trust him and that we can turn to him because he is the one who can help us.
Have faith in God when your pathway is lonely. He sees and knows all the way you have trod. Never alone are the least of his children. Have faith in God, have faith in God. Have faith in God, he's on his throne. Have faith in God, he watches o'er his own. He cannot fail, he must prevail. Have faith in God, have faith in God. Have faith in God when your prayers are unanswered. Your earnest he will never forget. Wait on the Lord, trust his word, and be patient. Have faith in God, he'll answer yet. Have faith in God, he's on his throne. Have faith in God, he watches o'er his own. He cannot fail, he must prevail. Have faith in God, have faith in God. Have faith in God when you're in your pain and your sorrow. His heart is touched with your grief and despair. Cast all your cares and your burdens upon him, and leave them there, oh, leave them there. Have faith in God, he's on his throne. Have faith in God, he watches o'er his own. He cannot fail, he must prevail. Have faith in God, have faith in God. Have faith in God, though all else fail about you. Have faith in God, he provides for his own. He cannot fail, though all kingdoms shall perish. He rules, he reigns upon his throne. Have faith in God, he's on his throne. Have faith in God, he watches o'er his own. He cannot fail, he must prevail. Have faith in God, have faith in God.
Father, we thank you that you are a God who is trustworthy, that we can look to you for help, and you will help us, and you can help us, because you have all the power in the universe at your disposal, and even more. You are all-powerful. Lord, help us to turn to you, to know that you are a trustworthy God, and to find our help in you in this time of need, no matter what we are going through. Lord, that we would look to you for our help. The one who is the maker of heaven and earth. Help us to trust you, and that we would find our help in you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.